Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, New Zealand Prime Minister set to visit Australia. Joe Biden says no to jet fighters for Ukraine. And in sport, new Wallabies coach Eddie Jones wants more Australians to support him. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. New Zealand's Prime Minister Chris Hipkins will travel to Australia next week in his first overseas trip in the role. Mr. Hipkins, who replaced Jacinda Ardern last week, will visit Canberra next Tuesday to have talks with Australia's PM Anthony Albanese. 2023 is a milestone year for Australia-New Zealand relations, marking 40 years of the Closer Economic Relations Free Trade Deal and 50 years of the Trans-Tasman Travel Arrangement. New Zealand is still coping with the aftermath of floods and landslips that swiped across the country on Monday. Four people lost their lives to the event. This is the first major crisis for new Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, who attributed the flooding to climate change.
Climate change is real. It's with us. It's having an impact on our weather. We are seeing more of these extreme weather events. We're going to have to deal with more of these extreme weather events in the near future. We need to be prepared for that. And we need to do everything that we can to combat the challenge of climate change.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown, whose city has been harshly hit by the floods, agreed with the Prime Minister and said of the event, "This is climate change." Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's justice system will undergo vital changes after the death of an Aboriginal woman in a Melbourne prison in 2020. Veronica Nelson was suffering severe opioid withdrawal and begged for help 49 times in 36 hours before her death in her cell at the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre. A 5-week coronial inquest into her death has found that her death was preventable had she been provided with proper medical care. A coroner has also recommended sweeping changes to the state's justice system, including to bail laws, which are widely regarded as the most stringent in the country. Premier Andrews says he takes full responsibility to overhaul bail laws.
Her experience and the terrible way in which she was let down and failed will drive reform and change. Be in no doubt about that. We'll have more to say about those reforms quite soon, and they will involve not just bail and a better recognition in our bail laws of the difference, the clear difference between violent offending and non-violent offending, but they'll also involve other matters that go well beyond the law. They go to issues of prisoner welfare.
In the United States, President Joe Biden appears to have closed the door on sending jet fighter planes to Ukraine amid speculation Western countries could do so. When asked by reporters whether the US would provide F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, the president promptly answered no. This comes after Mr. Biden's recent announcement that the US would send tanks to Ukraine despite months of refusal. Several European countries have said they were open to provide jet fighters to Ukraine, specifically F-16s, because of their versatility and relative low cost. A green-hued comet is expected to be visible to stargazers this weekend as it passes Earth for the first time in about 50,000 years. The comet is estimated to be 1 kilometre wide and is expected to be best seen from Australia between the 5th and 11th of February. NASA plans to observe the comet with its James Webb Space Telescope to collect data about the formation of the solar system. Planetary scientist Dr. Stephanie Millam says studying the comet presents a unique opportunity for new discoveries.
We're going to be looking for the fingerprints of given molecules that we can't access from the ground. So things that are in our own Earth's atmosphere, like water, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, methane. We're going to be looking for those fingerprints in this comet and be able to study things that we haven't been able to see.
In rugby union, new Wallabies coach Eddie Jones is urging more Australians to back his side as he aims for a World Cup win later this year. Jones officially stepped into the role yesterday and comes into a side that has struggled to be successful in 2022. He has just 5 tests to prepare the side before the World Cup begins in September. Jones says it's a vital line needs to be drawn in the sand between where the Wallabies have been and where they want to go.
We need people to want to support rugby. You know, ideally, imagine the first round of Super Rugby and we've got record crowds at every game. Yeah, what sort of message does that send to the rugby community about Australian rugby being revitalised again? But we can't do it by ourselves. The team will do their bit, but we need everyone in the rugby community to find a bit more.
Peggy Giacomelos with all the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.